The Burt Show.
So usually when we do second date update, the person's like, I don't really know what happened on this date. But I think in this case here, Kiara kind of knows maybe. Hey, Kiara, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, second date update generally for us is you guys call up, you had a great first date, chemistry was there in your mind, you're already walking down the aisle, you're holding hands, you're making babies, and then there's no second date. He just ghosts you. So where are we at today?
That's exactly what has happened. I met this guy and we talked for about a week and I was like, wow, I really like him. We've only had one date. It was just dinner, but he was wonderful. We have the same sense of humor, so we could like feed off each other. And so we were laughing like the entire date, but I believe there was kind of a misunderstanding because mid date, there was this unfortunate smell, I guess I could, that's the only way I can describe it. Our server came over and he was going to set down our plates. And he was on my side first, so he put down my food. And then very clearly there was he silently ripped one right at our table. And so the problem is I think my date thought I did it because he was in the middle of this really, really intriguing story. And when it happened, I continued listening and we just didn't acknowledge it, you know. But then I noticed the vibe shift. he got kind of quieter and definitely less flirty. And then after we ate, he just kind of wrapped things up fast. And he hasn't reached out since. And I'm just worried that this is a classic case of my best friend said, mistaken fart identity.
I think assuming that this is the reason why there's been no second date could be best case scenario, because we've reached out to this guy, Tommy has, and if it's anything but that, then you're going to kind of be bummed out. But at least this, you can go, well, what even me?
I wasn't the one who farted. Right.
I don't know. Whoever smelt it dealt it, Kristen.
If he...
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't matter. If he was that attracted to you and things were really vibing that much and that happened, he would just blame it on the server anyway. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't attribute it to you. And I think as a general rule, you just don't attribute that badly one to a woman.
Well, even if that is or is not the reason why there's no second date, if I were her, I would want to clear my, like, I would want to clear the air and clear my name.
Really?
Yes, I did. Yes. I'd be like, it wasn't I who farted. Because he's like, I cannot date a lady that farts in public.
He was getting hot boxed at the table.
I don't know. In my very limited experience with the male species, I have learned a very valuable lesson. And it's that you can literally do anything. But if they like you, they will look past. They will make up excuses. They will do mental gymnastics in their head. If you are a woman that they are interested in, they will continue to move forward. So maybe he just wasn't that into it.
What you are saying is 1,000% accurate.
100%.
1,000%.
I came on last week and I said I choked a man in an elevator and he was still like, that was hot.
No, you did more than just choke him. You made what noise?
I went, meh. Into his face, into his eyeballs. And he was still like, this is the love of my life.
All right, Kiara. So this was silly enough for us for sure to want to pursue for you. So Tommy, you want to take it from here?
Yep. So I reached out to the guy and to protect his ID, we're going to call him Guy. So I reached out to Guy. I said, hey, it's Tommy from The Burt Show. Appreciate you taking a sec to text back. I just wanted to check in about your date with Kiara. She told us she hasn't heard from you since. And he said, yeah, that's true. And I said, she told us she thinks you might have gotten the wrong idea during dinner. There was an smell at the table. She's worried you thought it was her. And he did a crying, laughing emoji and said, oh, no, I knew that wasn't her 100%.
So it wasn't the fart.
That was the server. And I said, okay, good. So if it wasn't that, what was it? Why no second date? And Guy responded, honestly, it was something she said that kind of threw me. And I said, what'd she say? And guy said, she told me she once put raw shrimp under her ex's car seat after they broke up.
That's great. That's fantastic. But now now he's all scared.
And I did surprise face and yikes. And he responded, yeah. She was laughing when she told me, but I didn't think it was funny. That's scary. Huge red flag. And I said, fair enough. Totally understand. Thanks for clearing that up. And that was it.
That would not be a red flag for me. That would be hilarious. 100% hilarious. Why did you do that, though? Did the dude cheat on you?
He did. And he was just very nasty about like the thing about the whole situation. And so before I walked out of his car, we were like at a gas station. He went in and we had just gone grocery shopping. And I left the package under the passenger seat, and I just figured it was like the littlest revenge I could get on the guy. Yes. I mean, you know, once it started to smell, he would just go, oh, it was her. But I mean, he's the one who started the convo about bad exes, and it was funny.
Yeah. I think Abby nailed it here. If he was really into you, this thing right here would be funny, mm-hmm. and it's not something to not date again about.
What? So you said something the other day that you can never say the wrong thing to the right person.
Yes, you can never put the wrong shrimp under the right person's car seat. That is exactly what I said, and I quoted Socrates when I said it.
You are so wise.
So wise.
All right, Kira, so at least you got your answer now. Just move on.
Yeah, but at least I got to talk to you guys, so at least, you know, makes me feel a little bit better. Thank you so much.
Yeah, all you had to do was call and say hi. We would have picked up for you. You didn't have to go through all this. All right, Kira, have a good day.
Good luck out there,
girl.
See you. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.